As economists, we don't know what the negatives and the pluses are, but what the media focuses on is purely the negatives. Well, I'm saying to you, there's a whole pile of positives out there that we will eventually see when the GDP numbers come along. And by the way, it's funny how we ignore stuff.
There's a September cliff coming. Banks are going to stop their holiday on mortgages. JobKeeper's going to stop. Unemployment's going to skyrocket, right? That was the dialogue. Do you think that the September cliff has now been delayed to February, or is there no cliff?
No, there won't be a cliff. There won't be a cliff. And the reason will be, look, the worst recession any of us have lived through was the 1990-91 one. And that was bad. Unemployment got to 11.3%. And by the way, governments were not doing and central banks were not doing what the governments and central banks are doing now. You know, there's an old saying, and I'm sure many people have heard it, don't fight the Fed. Well, that's the Fed is the Federal Reserve, that's a central bank. And when a central bank really wants to make things happen, they can do it. Well, the Feds all around the world, all the reserve banks, all the central banks are doing the same thing. They're really going after this because there is no justification for the economic collapse that we've been forced to live through. You know, this is a pandemic cause issue, and that's why, you know, all stops have been pulled out. You know, the central banks can live with certain chunks of economies going into recession. It's natural. You know, you get booms in certain economies. Like, remember when the mining boom went off the boil? Well, the central bank didn't do that much to save the miners because other parts of the economy actually started doing well when the mining boom went off the boil. But this is like all sectors, apart from those sectors selling toilet paper in the early instances, were really crushed by the pandemic. And now since we've seen the online world has really done well. Anyone supplying, transport people supplying the online world, they're doing well. So gradually we're starting to see various sectors come out of this. And that's why this cliff is absolute bullshit, you know, and particularly after the revelations this week that JobKeeper is going to be sustained. You know, what will happen is, see, like, for example, think of all, you know, do you know how much money Australians spent overseas going on holidays last year?
How much?
$65 billion we spent. Now, we can't go overseas. So where are we going to? We're going to Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, eventually, when they let us in.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Cable Beach in WA, where I've never been to. I'm going to go to. You're going to go to Margaret River. You're going to go to the Barossa. You're going to go to the Hunter. So a lot of that money is going to be spent here. And so where you say, oh, we're going to miss the Chinese tourists. Well, ironically, the Chinese tourists that come here don't spend as much money as you think in Australian businesses. They spend a lot of money in Chinese-owned businesses. So as economists, we don't know what the negatives and the pluses are, but what the media focuses on is purely the negatives. Well, I'm saying to you, there's a whole pile of positives out there that we will eventually see when the GDP numbers come along. And by the way, it's funny how we ignore stuff. Yesterday's numbers told us, let me whack the old glasses on. The numbers that the Treasury gave us yesterday was for 2020, this is the calendar year we're living in right now, it's going to contract by 3.75%, right?
Yeah.
4 or 5 months ago, Tom, there were people saying the contraction would be 10%.
Yeah.
And it went down to 8%. This is Treasury.
Yeah.
And 7%. And we're now at 3.75%. This is the realization of what's really going on as compared to the bullshit generalizations that happen when the shit hits the fan, as it did when the pandemic came.
Listen, to every real estate agent that's watching this, I've got to tell you, if I was a buyer and I was trying to buy a property of Peter Switcher, and Peter Switcher was a real estate agent, and Peter just hit me back with that information, one point after the other, I would be convinced, hey, you know what? I'll pay that extra 20 grand and secure the property because I don't think there's going to be a cliff hanging. So I suggest that you all, and I know that I was coming across as a salesperson, but I reckon one of the best readings you can have every week is to get that Switzer report.
My job always is to try and sift through that crap and get to the heart of the matter. Look, I'd like to say I've been wrong lots of times, but I haven't, ironically. Now, with 29 years we went without a recession, and no country in the world's ever done that. History has shown we rebound anywhere between 30 to 80%. And that's what I think is going to happen this time around. We've already had about a rebound of about 30-odd percent already, but it'll be more by the time this is finished because they're getting their act together, and if the vaccine comes through, a lot of this bad news generalizations will dissipate in the course of time.
What's your take? The big headline yesterday was biggest deficit since 1945 or something along those lines.
World War II, yep. Yeah. That was, Tom.
It's given you a test drive of Real Estate Gym. Let me tell you, if you're a subscriber and a member of the gym, you'll be getting videos from our co-coaches all the time. You'll be getting mentors, you'll be getting scripts, you'll be getting dialogues, you'll be getting templates, and most importantly, My Prospector, your personal accountability system to make more calls, get more appointments, get more listings. From around $10 per week, realestategym.com.au, your personal coach.